In grandest miniaturization, I find myself strolling through libraries of the world, anticipating advancements of technology as threatened by robots and labor leaders from 16th century conclaves. I cannot and will not harbor resentments toward these freaks, but potential isolation from breezy anticipation determines my decision-making process and cleverness over cowardice. Threaten your adversary, I sometimes say, with financial vagaries and insurance losses. Undermine their flowery vocabulary by waddling into their dictionary with content meant for telephone books. I see my enemies grasping for air, grasping at scents of sound that crumple into riotous frenzies of labored sleep. I see the anticipations of victory and the actual losses of humorists who have never shed a smile. I see handiest responsibilities left to languish in communication dead zones that wash themselves like literary sticks in a sandy kitten's litter box. I hear juvenile rantings of the elders whose crabgrass festered far too long, littering itself in tiresome transportation from milestone to hiccup as America's blandest superstars removed themselves to well-earned obscurity. I hear flash floods of sunshine crippling tourists who sleepwalk through overly documented treacheries, floundering in hungry spasms of obscenity. All things refuse themselves at first. All fires attack themselves before torturing collateral victims with callous embrace. All surgery opens itself first, then exposes the heart or the brain to raspy elements of briny lemon scones.